Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour, hour number three, here on this Friday, October 27th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yes, I will offer equal time to State Representative Cam Cavett anytime he wants to come on the show. Unless it's one of my sponsors' slots that they pay for to be on the show to talk with me about their goods, their products, their services. It's open mic, Cam. Anytime you want to come on the show, I'll give you the microphone and you can absolutely counter everything I just said on this mic and everything that Todd Smallenberg just said. Come on and absolutely deny that you're part of the Bergman cabal, the political strategist led by John Yab of Strategic National, who has been lifelong friends with Tony Liss since kindergarten, who once Jack Bergman got elected in defeating, at the time, State Senator Tom Casperson, former State Senator Allen, Jason Allen, in that Republican primary back in 2016, which we were part of. We ran Bergman's commercials on our radio station at that time, 94.5 WYPV out of Mackinac City. I did not like Senator Casperson's position on right to work, and Jason Allen was a politician for hire. And we supported Bergman, and we helped him get elected. And he hired Tony Liss, John Yab's friend since kindergarten, instead of Tom Stillings. Tom Stillings is a friend of mine. He's a neighbor here in Antrim County. He was instrumental in introducing Jack Bergman to Ron Weiser, his good friend, multimillionaire, former chair of the Republican Party. He took him down to his home in Ann Arbor and had a steak dinner with him and drank $300 bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon with their ribeye steaks. And Bergman convinced Weiser to help him raise money for his campaign against Casperson and Jason Allen. I was involved in all of it back in 2016. And when he stabbed Tom Stillings in the back and hired Tony Liss, I knew the writing was on the wall. I knew right then exactly what was happening. Jack Bergman used to be on this show. When he was running in 2016, he was on this show. We helped him get elected. We ran his commercials. We got his name out there. Jason Allen didn't run commercials. Tom Casperson didn't run commercials. They wouldn't even come on the show. Jack Bergman did. Just like John DeMoose did when he ran for his first term in the 107th. When there were six people in that Republican primary and he ended up with 54% of the vote and easily got the nomination and then easily defeated the Democrat and then served just one term in the 107th House District. And then because, thank God, Wayne Schmidt was term limited out, we had an open seat for that U.S. Senate seat. You all remember last year's election, the Republican primary, Tristan Cole, William Hendel, George Ranville, and John DeMoose. And who did Congressman Bergman endorse, raise money for, do fundraisers for? Introduce and took him around to VFW, American Legion Post, took him to the veterans events. John DeMoose, who never served a day at all serving his country. Bergman endorses DeMoose over George Ranville? Are you kidding me? A naval intelligence officer, a veteran, dedicated his life, sacrifice, his wife's sacrifice for his service to this country, and Bergman's going to endorse DeMoose and then take him around and get other veterans to endorse him and do a fundraiser for him? folks, I'm only speaking the truth. Congressman Bergman, if you want to come on the show, just like Cam or DeMoose, you want to come on the show and say everything I just said was a bald-faced lie, the microphone is open to you. I will have you guys on the show anytime, any place. We'll set up remote internet connections. We'll do whatever we need to do to get you into the show anytime you guys want. Cavett, DeMoose, and Bergman, open mic. You got my number. Text me. Call me. We'll set it up. And absolutely come on this show, come on this microphone, and say everything I just said was a bald-faced lie. Debate me on it. Spin it any way you want to spin it. You have an open mic. I'm willing to allow you to do it. I will ask questions. And you'll have to be truthful with the people. I'm not going to let you get on here and lie, because everything I just said was absolutely the truth. I lived it. You and I are going to get the truth out. We are going to be exactly what Jim Caviezel said at the end of the movie, Sound of Freedom. We are going to be storytellers. We are going to tell the truth, and we are going to expose these people for who they are. And honestly, I think Todd Smallenberg made the decision to do this because he's been called by God, he's been called by his country, he's been called by the community to do it, because this has got to stop. This puppet that we currently have as a U.S. congressman, led around by his nose of John Yab, Strategic National in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the political consultant who got Rick Snyder elected governor when in fact he was a Democrat, but he ran as a Republican back in 2010. You remember the Super Bowl, which is coming? Do you remember that in 2010? When a multi-million dollar ad campaign was focused on the state of Michigan, and for the first time, we were introduced to the nerd, Rick Snyder, running for governor of the state of Michigan during a Super Bowl ad in January, February of that year. Never even heard of the guy before. Oh yeah, former CEO of Gateway. Remember the Gateway computers, the milk boxes? The cow boxes that would come with the computers? That was Rick Snyder. He was the CEO of Gateway at the time. He was a nerd. But then we had another candidate, Perry Johnson, that was the quality guru. Notice how Yab comes up with these four-letter acronyms or nicknames for these guys. Snyder was the nerd. Perry Johnson was the guru. And he'll be running for governor in 2026. He just ended his unsuccessful presidential bid and came out publicly and got a big press release splash on Newsmax because he's endorsed Donald Trump. He just did it for name recognition. And he's going to be running against Kevin Rinke, the businessman, in 2026 to be the Republican candidate for governor of the state of Michigan. I'm talking to Kevin Rinke on a constant basis. You got to fix the state. You got to show leadership. You got to take on consumers and DTE and break up that monopoly. We need choice. We need competition in electricity. Undo every single thing the Democrats are ramming through Lansing last night in the Senate, and they're going to pass it in the House, and Whitmer's going to sign it next week. This clean, 100% renewable, clean energy by 2040. Are you kidding me? You guys don't understand the micro, macro economics of what that would have impact-wise on this state's economy, on our citizenry, on our businesses, on manufacturing. Manufacturing will leave this state in droves. You remember what was it back in the 1970s? Last one to leave Michigan turn off the lights? That billboard on I-75 down in Monroe when everybody was leaving for Texas? Remember that mass exodus? That will be nothing compared to what's coming if these mandates are left to stand in our state. It's going to take boldness and leadership. And when you Republicans, if and when you take back the House next year, then the Senate and the governorship, you need to do exactly what the Democrats have done to us this year. No state income tax. Get rid of the monopoly DTE and consumers has on the electric grid. Get rid of MDOT. Send the money to the local county road commissions. Fix the roads in your county. Get rid of these stupid, unconstitutional laws when it comes to the Second Amendment. Get rid of all this crap that they have passed. Reinstate right to work. I'm sorry, Eddie. Get rid of prevailing wage mandates on government construction jobs, roads, rest areas, schools, all of it. Let anybody bid any price they want based on their wage. They pay their workers in their location. We're not going to pay union scale from Detroit for a road paved in Torch Lake Township, Antrim County. We're not going to do it, M33, Rose City. We're not doing it. We're going to fix this state after Whitmer dang near destroys it. And why is she doing it? So she can get national headlines to be relevant, to be considered president candidate, either in 2024 or 2028. It's coming. Gretchen Whitmer for president, folks, is coming. Jocelyn Benson for governor is coming. I just pray history, tradition of cycling 8 years of Republican, 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat for our governorship continues in 2026. Yep. Michigan news and Michigan politics. Don't care about the new speaker, Mike Johnson. I love the guy, whatever. Congratulations. He just sent me a text message asking for a donation. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. I want to remind you of a couple of things. We are wrapping up the certification instruction course to be able to teach Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. It's going to be at Jay's Sporting Goods on Saturday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 12:30. We do have the room for a little longer than that in case we run over. But the goal is to be a crash course on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. You text me event, I will text you the link back to the post on acconservatives.org's website. You have to read the post, follow the instructions, do exactly to the letter what it says. And you need to do it on a computer, most likely will not work on an iPhone. For some reason, our website doesn't like iPhones. So get to a computer, subscribe to our email blast. You'll put your email in there and hit subscribe. You'll get an email. You have to click on the link to confirm that, yes, you want information from acconservatives.org. Then you make a donation. It's $35. It'll get you a book. It'll get you a laminated reference guide, a copy of the Michigan State Constitution provided to us by Neil Frisky, and you will absolutely learn Robert's Rules Quick Start Guide. It's a beginner's guide to Robert's Rules of Order. It is not the book. The book is thick. It's 599 pages, 612 pages. This is only 55 pages. This will be the beginning guide to get you to understand how every public meeting should be run by Robert's Rules of Order. How motions are made, supported it, seconded, discussion, votes. Motions on the table, you got to finish the motion. You cannot move on to another subject. How committees are formed, how people get appointed to those committees, the process for all of it. You are going to run for elected office next year. My goal is to get every single one of you, my loyal listeners, to run for something. Public library board, school board, county commissioner, township trustee, supervisor, clerk, whatever it is, you are running for office next year. At a bare minimum, you're going to run for precinct delegate. We're growing these parties. We're growing the people's ability to communicate information to their neighbors. This follows right in line, in sync, with Christina Caramo's Good Neighbor Program. We are going to be the storytellers. We are going to get the information out to our neighbors, our coworkers, the people we go to church with, the people that we eat with in diners. We are going to pass out information. We are going to be armed with facts, voter guides, and the truth. You need to come to this class. Now, I'm going over to Jay's right after the show. I've got some meetings. I'm going to have Stephanie cut my hair there at City Barbershop on Main Street, my hair and my beard trim. I'm going to stop at Jay's. I'm going to stop at Northern Michigan RV and check on Trucker Randy's trailer, which is stored over there. If you want to buy it at a discount, get a great price on a fantastic trailer. Vicki and I are selling it so we can expand the radio station. We've got so many things happening, folks. We are not sitting back and allowing them to do this to us anymore. We're going to be educated. We're going to run for office. We are taking back our communities. And I am going to make this my mission for next year. Because one thing you have to understand, one thing you have to understand is how the game is played. You need to know the truth. You need to be educated and informed, engaged, and get off the couch, put on a uniform, and get on the field. You are not going to be allowed to be a spectator anymore in your community. You are going to get into the game. I'm going to beg you. I'm going to plead. I'm going to sell you. I'm going to coerce. I'm going to twist arms. I'm going to call you and tell you, you got to put your name on a ballot next year. So don't be surprised if I ask you to do it. And I don't want to hear I'm too busy and I've got my own life. And No, sorry. I've got a life too. And guess what? I don't get to live my life. I have to do this. I must do this. This is our mission. I believe we've been put in this position to do this, to lead this, and the other side doesn't like it. Like that lady I talked to at the Marathon gas station in Ottawa yesterday. Well, thanks for listening. Be sure to tell your friends. And you know who you are. So that's just the way it is, folks. Text me the word event. I will send you the link. Absolutely. Absolutely. 231-360-5140. Text me event. I'll send it to you. That's it for this show. That's it for this week. Now we get back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer. We love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gun.